Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey, hey everybody.
What is going on? Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It feels like a vacation.
I got a lot of things to get off my chest.
A lot?
A lot of things to talk about.
Oh, boy.
We're going to head back out to via the phone. I need to get back to a UFC.
Are you really jonesing? Because I saw you just bought tickets to a different fight.
Well, no, I didn't buy tickets. It's media-wise. We're going to talk about all that kind of stuff. Right now, let's jump out to Las Vegas via the phones.
Okay.
UFC Fight Night 187 right around the corner. Let's welcome back to the program your boy, Eric Anders. Eric, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
We appreciate your time. Welcome back. How's things at the start of fight week for you?
It's going to be good, man. You know, just doing all the particulars and picking up.
Your last fight, I believe, was Jacksonville at the start of this pandemic. How has training changed at all over the past year, or has it not even changed?
Well, it hasn't really changed too much at all. You know, still ducking the law and. Well, actually, everything's pretty much wide open now back home. So, yeah.
You know, I've tried now that it's so many years removed from your football, from college. I don't know if you remember, we talked about my brother played at Bama and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just curious, as you prepare for a fight, how different is it preparing, you know, for a football game when it is different because this is, you know, combat? You're going to get punched, you know, where in football, it's not as violent.
Man, you know, I disagree. Football is a pretty violent sport, especially when I played. You know, the rules have changed a little bit since then, but, man, I truly think that I was meant for MMA and boxing and combat sports. You know, I wish I had found it sooner. And, you know, to be honest, I enjoy this much more than I do football.
Well, and I do agree with you. Back in the day, you know, and it really wasn't the day. It wasn't that many years ago. Football was much more violent. Guys like Lester Hayes, John Lynch, those guys, I don't even know if they could play football today.
Yeah, the game has certainly changed. And, you know, it's more geared towards the offense. And, you know, not something I'm too thrilled about, but, you know, it is what it is.
So Eric, I've heard you're helping Vito Belfort's son with football. Like, what position and how talented do you think he is and how far can he go?
Well, man, I think he's like the number one quarterback in the country for his age group. So, you know, I think he's doing pretty well on his own, you know. I never played quarterback, you know, past like eighth grade. So, not really much I can help him with as far as the position. But, you know, he seems to have a great mindset for the sport. He seems to understand the sport. And, you know, he's a big kid and a phenomenal athlete, you know. So, you know, he comes from good stock. So, you know, yeah, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think he's only in eighth grade, so you'll be hearing about him in the next few years or so.
As long as anything we hear about him doesn't start with AU.
AU?
AU, Auburn.
Oh, man, listen. Auburn is in desperate need of a quarterback and, you know, actually really a whole team. So, you know, I'm sure he could help them, but it would serve him better to go to Bama or something like that.
I agree with you 1,000%. How will you pass the next couple of days? You know, every athlete treats fight week different. You know, you're now a veteran of the sport. You just chilling around? Do you count down the minutes and hours? Do you try not to think that Saturday's a couple of days away?
I've been reading books, watching movies. You know, I get up, I do my, you know, go for a run in the morning, stretch out. You know, I got my own little routine, work out at night, and, you know, got my little routine, and yeah, you know, just got to be a little patient. There's a lot more time to pass than usual.
How mentally is, you know, an entire fight week from your very first one? Is there anything different about it?
I mean, yeah, because now we can't go anywhere. We can just, like, go to Whole Foods and the PI there. So there's not as much to do. I used to like to, go out in the city that I'm in and, you know, go experience, you know, what it is, where it is that I'm fighting, you know, to right. See where I'm at and, you know, go out there and just experience the culture and the scenery and stuff and pass the time like that. But can't do that now, and certainly not my first time in Vegas, so I'm not sure how much of that I would do anyways. But, yeah, you know, outside of being on lockdown, you know, it's not really much different.
It's got to be different. It's kind of like, you know, when you're punished or whatever. It's, you know, it's a work trip, and I've always talked about the athletes. It's work. Work is first, you know, getting out and experience. But it's a lot different when you can't go out and experience than when you don't want to go out and experience.
Yeah, well, I always want to, so, you know, it's...
So it's even worse.
Yeah, but, man, it's all good, man. The time's passing by pretty quickly. So I just, you know, just hang out in the room and, you know, today I'm pretty busy with, like, interviews like this and signing posters and things like that. So, you know, today I go by fast and... You know, tomorrow the weight cut starts and all that other good stuff. So, you know, I think the time will go pretty quick.
It'll be Saturday before you know it. What's the craziest, funniest thing that's happened, you know, in the middle of a fight?
That's a good question. That's hard to think of off the top of my head, you know. We'll have to circle back to that one next time.
Okay. No, we'll definitely do that. What do you know, if anything, about your opponent?
He's a fighter, you know. He's one of those guys that, as long as he's conscious and is willing, you know, can fight, he will fight, you know. And, you know, he's the guy you're going to have to separate from consciousness or choke out or whatever. You know, it's going to be tough to win a decision against a guy. He's going to be moving forward the whole time. You know, like I said, he's a gamer and he's a fighter and, you know, he's going to keep fighting. And he's skilled. He's a boxer. You know, clearly he fancies the striking. So, you know, I think it'll be a good one for the fans.
What? Well, before I ask you about that, you know, give me your thoughts about the fans. Obviously, the lack of over the past year. I have said this over the last year. I enjoy watching the fights with no fans there. I don't enjoy, obviously, no fans. I don't enjoy not being there live to cover it. But I think it's totally different and more enjoyable to watch without the distraction of fans. What's your thoughts?
Man, you know, I would prefer the fans, of course, you know. You know, it's I like the energy of the crowd, the oohs, the ahs, you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, I know Texas just opened up. I'm from Texas, so at the first opportunity, you know, I'd like to fight in Texas whenever they get there.
I just heard at the top of the hour when we ran some news about Texas. Texas just changed, you know, about the face mask. And I was going to kind of talk about this, you know, in a couple minutes. But give me your thoughts on this. That they just said that, you know, so face masks are not required unless you're asked to put it on. How is that going to go over in a state like Texas where you don't have to wear it unless somebody says, hey, put it on? I think that's looking for trouble there.
I don't know, man. Texas is always on the forefront of things like this, you know. Pretty, you know, Texas don't like a lot of rules, you know. And they like to do their own thing and be ahead of time. So I think that I think it'll go over well. You know, obviously, if a business or whatever, they have the right to refuse service to anybody. So, you know, if they say you got to wear a mask and you don't wear a mask, then you got to go.
And get out. Yeah, hopefully it works out that way. And you're right. Texas has always been at the front. And hopefully that does play out well. I'm all for not wearing it. I'm all for if you need to wear it, wear it. So whatever it is. Finally, what can the fans expect Saturday night when you enter back into the octagon?
Fireworks. You know, like I said, we're both strikers. We both like to move forward, march forward. So I'd imagine we meet in the middle and, you know, let the letter fly.
No better way to open up the main card. Eric, thank you very much for your time. We're going to send you out a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra, for coming on and talking to us.
Hey, thank you guys. Anytime.
Appreciate it, Eric. We'll talk to you again real soon. Eric's been on numerous times. Good to have a Crimson Tider back on.
Should call him Jaboys, because that's your boy, Eric Anders.
It's, you know, even though I didn't go to Alabama, I have some ties. You know, I have some Alabama Auburn stories. That's why I kind of brought up about the AU thing. So very, very interesting. All right, so we're going to hit a break. When we come back, a couple things to get off my chest. I want to talk about what happened Saturday night, you know, with Sterling. I have a strong, strong opinion on this.
Ooh,
very strong.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm curious. I'm not going to give you mine. I'm going to let you tell me your thoughts first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you why you're right or wrong, because I'm right. And I'll let you know why.
I'm always wrong.
Well, you always are, unless you're going to agree with me on this side. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I do have big news about a guest that's going to be coming in next week as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stats On. We'll be right back.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
It's cold to die.
It is.
It's one of my favorite lines.
It has to be.
It truly is. It's even better that it's bleeped out.
Yeah, for sure. Know?
It definitely adds to it. All right, just in case somebody's, you know, thinking that I'm a total moron,
okay,
that I understand football's tough. I understand, but what I was trying to get across to Eric is it's not as violent as getting punched and kneed in the face.
It's true.
You're going to get hurt. There's guys that get hurt and career-ending injuries on the football field.
For sure.
You know, it's not patty cake, and I don't know if we can even say patty cake in today's world.
That's offensive. According to Disney...
My new favorite meme, I just saw it. Payday is changing the name of their candy bar.
Okay.
Because it's offensive to people that don't work.
You're going to get so much hate mail now.
I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
They took away Dumbo and Peter Pan now. Why are they offensive?
I don't know.
Can't have anything good anymore.
I better not say that. Never mind.
Take the bait.
I'm not.
Take a bite.
I'm not. It's ridiculous, but I am going to start something new.
Okay.
Well, it's not new because anybody who knows me knows this. Anytime I see that a ban is coming,
yes,
I want to know because I want to go read it, eat it, enjoy it. I'm going to go do whatever offends you.
Okay, so you're in the opposite.
Yeah.
Just whatever offends you, you're going to go do it.
Whatever offends you. Because that's the problem with our world right now. Just because it offends you doesn't make it offensive.
Correct.
You know, and I can bring it back to kneeling during the national anthem. It's offensive to me, but it may not be to you.
Sure.
And I'm okay if it's not offensive to you. But why are you not okay that it's offensive to me? So on the same line, if that's offensive to you, I want to go out and I did try to purchase the Dr. Seuss books.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be collector's edition.
$1,500.
Yeah. What? The price is skyrocketing.
I'm not going to prove a point that bad.
What's next? I mean, they took the Indian off of the Land O'Lakes butter.
It's offensive to own a yacht.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Can't buy a yacht because it's too white?
Yeah.
That's what Coca-Cola said.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola said, and their sensitive training or whatever they call it, is trying to be less white.
Don't get me in trouble, but I saw another meme that there was somebody who went and applied for a job. His name, and I'm going to spell it, L-E-S. W-H-I-T-E.
What?
That's his name.
Okay.
L-E-S-W-H-I-T-E.
Okay. Less white. He has an inside track. Look, if white privilege is a thing, I gave it all back. I have a red mohawk and tattoos. I get more judgment than anybody else.
I thought you were Brazilian.
I was. I'm back to being American.
But we don't want you. It's kind of like...
Can't get rid of me.
It's kind of like the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. About Arnold. You know, the whole thing, obviously, the Hanukkah song is about being Jewish. And he's like, you know, Tom Arnold, we're going to give him back. Right. And, you know, I argue with him on Twitter all the time.
Which one? Tom Arnold?
Yeah.
Do you really? That's Roseanne's husband, right?
The whole ex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once a husband, always a husband.
No, it's not like a champion.
Once a champion, always a champion.
All right, let's touch base on Saturday night.
Okay, let's go.
And that is true. Once a champion, always a champion.
Aljamain Sterling will always be the champion.
Do you have a problem with what happened after the knee?
After the knee?
Yeah, I'm saying up until the knee, you know, whatever.
Like Peter Yan was definitely winning the fight. I thought he was in control of the fight. I thought it was a pretty one-sided fight. The referee definitely said verbally that he was a down fighter. And then the knee was thrown, and it was a brutal knee. And it should have been called. I mean, if it was just in the action of continuation and fighting, I think a point deduction or maybe penalize him, give him time to recover. But with him knowing it being audible, and then the knee was thrown anyway, absolutely it was the right to call.
Okay, and give me your thoughts on what happened after the knee was thrown, after the fight was stopped. Are you okay that Sterling is the champion?
Yes.
Okay. In front of Craig, I'm going to say this. You were going to get fired today.
Okay.
You know, because that's normal. But that's the first sensible, logical, and I agree with statement.
Yeah, had the referee not announced it previous to that, I think it's just a part of the fight of the combat, and it is what it is.
All right, now you may get fired again because you're speaking past the point of I gave you an attaboy.
Okay.
I'm okay with everything that went down.
Right.
Okay. It was illegal. Now, there's a photo that Knockout JoJo sent me where you can see the knee is 1/100th of a centimeter off the mat.
Okay.
But you also don't see the knee connected to the noggin. So after he got hit, his knee might have come up.
Sure.
My point is this. His knee was down.
Yep.
It was an illegal strike.
Yep.
I'm not even going to say that he didn't know whether it was a foul. I'm not even going to say, and it doesn't come into play as far as I'm concerned, that he asked his corner. You threw an illegal knee, mm-hmm. a brutal illegal knee, and I don't care, and I'm not saying that Sterling, you know, hammed it up, and I'm going to give you a story, so remind me to tell you the car story in a minute.
Okay.
It was illegal. The problem is so many fighters, and then you can go back to Smith when he fought John Jones, you can go back to so many fighters that think they're He-Man or She-Man,
uh-huh.
and or just, I didn't mean to say She-Man to get somebody upset. You know,
or you can't say that.
Tough women or tough men. Okay, is that better?
Transgender.
That I'm going to handle this. And then they go out there and get beat. And he might have been losing. He was winning on one of the cards, but we didn't know that. He might have gone on to lose. But what happens more times than not, and we know this, after anything illegal, but an illegal strike or an illegal knee or an illegal whatever, and then something turns around on that fight, and then he gets knocked out in the next 2 minutes.
Sure.
Which stemmed from
the damage he took from the illegal strike.
Now, many people, and Henry Cejudo, your best friend,
my boy,
has backtracked on some of his comments ripping Sterling, that how do you go and do an interview after being concussed? How do you go in the back and pose for photos after being concussed? How do you go and do and act everything you did after he threw the belt and whatever? Here's a story I would like to tell you.
Yes.
And it's ironic because somebody that's in the restaurant right now, we kind of talk about both of our brothers.
Right.
Okay. I remember vividly, I was in high school. My older brother and his friends pushed me off a moving car.
Okay.
All right. I slammed my head on the concrete at Northeast High School.
That's what's wrong with you.
Well, it wasn't the concrete. It was the parking. You know, it was driving by. And for people that know Northeast, it would have been leaving the band room. The tennis courts and the baseball field is on your left. And I got pushed off a vehicle, probably going 20 miles an hour.
Okay.
I was concussed. My parents, or I believe it was just my mom, drove me to Venice, Florida. And I had to cut my grandparents' yard with a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know.
Right.
I didn't tell them.
Sure.
Because for some weird reason, I didn't want to get my older brother in trouble. Okay?
Yep.
There are things that you can still do with a concussion, being nauseous, being double, triple vision. There's a lot of things that you can still do.
Of course. Because you're in the sympathetic nervous system. Your adrenaline's so high that you're just moving through motions. You may not be consciously aware of all the things you're saying or doing, but you're still able to function.
I thought I was able to function.
Sure.
I acted like I was able to function. I threw up quite a few times.
Sure.
But they still never knew, or they didn't care.
Right.
And I went and cut the yard. Now, I remember, and I've told this story numerous times, so doing the player show at the press box, I don't remember the player. I can't tell you how long ago, but I asked a question, and he turned and he looked at me with this glaze that was like, I'm hungry. It looked like he wanted to eat me.
Okay.
And I got very scared.
Sure.
So I went to a break, And I leaned over. I said, "Are you okay?" He goes, "No, I have no idea what you just said. I got a concussion yesterday." This was Monday, so the game was on Sunday.
Sure.
But he still, you didn't know it. You know, he talked. This was probably 20 minutes into the radio show. So I didn't know that he wasn't feeling well, that he had a concussion, that his vision was blurred. So to say that he acted the way he did and then put on a show, and then I mean, look, I don't even think it matters.
Look at Terrell Davis. I mean, the legendary story that Terrell Davis, that he couldn't even see, that he was so concussed he couldn't see, that Shanahan said, "Hey, we need you on this play as a decoy because they're never going to believe that it's going to be a pass if you're not in there." So they made him run a play from scrimmage at the goal line, and he couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like, that's – so you can still function, you know. I think it's legit.
With all of that said, it doesn't matter. An illegal knee was thrown, and I have been adamant for as long as I can remember that nothing happens when you do something illegal.
It does now because you lost the belt.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. And I think that's a good thing for the sport. Now people are going to take it serious.
Well, hold on a second. I don't think that it wasn't done, you know, that he wasn't taking it serious. You know, I don't think he did it thinking he's throwing an illegal knee. You know, so let's don't throw Jan under the bus per se. He made a mistake. He made a mistake.
Of course.
And he paid for it.
Sure. But other people are going to stop and think about their action. Because, look, the thing that sucks is they grab defense. There's no penalty. You do things to cheat to get an advantage and grappling.
I understand all that.
And that changes the game.
I don't think that fighters are going to do that. I don't think that fighters are going to, "Oh, is this legal? Is this not? Will this knee land? Will it not?" They can't. And I hate to use this analogy, but use it as, you know, shooting a gun.
Okay.
You know, and you watched all these TV shows and then, you know, whoever is now gun shy to defend or to not defend. You can't think of it anything like that. But maybe in the back of your mind or the front of your mind, you know that consequences, you know, have circumstances have consequences. And by throwing the illegal knee, like you said, you grab the fence. Nothing happens.
Sure.
You get the warning.
Right.
Then you get the warning. I still want to know what the hell a stern warning is.
Yeah. You very, know, very forceful.
Is that what it is?
Be careful.
So by saying that there's a stern warning, that now means warnings mean nothing.
Sure. Right? Like when you say you're going to fire me every episode, I've been stern warned for like 2 years now.
Well, that's not true.
I haven't actually been fired in quite a while.
Well, you're right. The last time you were fired was a Super Bowl weekend in Miami.
That's true.
But
what was it, radio related?
Yeah, it was.
It was outside the scope of the show.
Anything that you do with me is radio.
I've only been fired once on the air live.
Hold on a second. Since we're not friends,
that's
and
true.
The only time we ever do anything together is radio related.
It's true.
If there's an incident, it's radio related.
Except for
right?
yesterday when I came to your house to train you on the GNAT.
I couldn't get you to leave.
Well, because you didn't answer the call, so I just showed up. I knew you were home. You just didn't want to answer the call.
I did what, and I'll tell you off the air who did it, but... There's somebody that you know, and he's fairly well known.
Okay.
Well, now I've narrowed it down that it could be a transgender. So I was at a restaurant, okay, an anniversary dinner at a restaurant that's no longer in business in Channelside.
Okay.
And I saw said person across the restaurant, and I texted him, "Hey, what's up?" And I swear to you, this person, I watched him, picked up the phone, looked at it, and put it back down.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did when you called me yesterday.
When I just showed up.
And it took me almost 20 minutes to get rid of you.
It's going to take you a lot longer to move to where I can't find you. I know where your compound is. I'm going.
I don't know why you took me off on this road. I was happy talking about the Sterling fight.
So do you think it's going to change the gameplay, though?
No.
Whether fighters not for title fights are not going to be more conscious?
No. You can't.
So ref did the right thing. He warned him of a grounded fighter. That's all you got to say.
I think what this will do is teach fighters to maybe know the rules. Because you should know the rule about, and the refs go into the back and go over rules with fighters before the fights. They do it here locally.
Here's my honest question, and I'm not being funny about it. But shouldn't the referee announce it in different languages based on who's fighting so they understand that a fighter's down? Because you have different languages, like the Brazilians, Spanish, you have Chinese. So shouldn't they have like a flag system like football where if the flag comes out on the mat, then it's a downed opponent?
Oh, so it's like the grappling where you slap it real hard and it makes the, you know, that violent, you know, when you slap the flag?
Yeah, could do that.
You know, that is a valid question, but that's why things need to be discussed and gone over, which it is, in the back. So when the ref is in the back talking to somebody that speaks a different language, there's somebody there, a translator or whatever, that is informing the corners, that are informing the fighters.
Right.
You should know the rules. You should know, and part of the problem could be one knee, two knees down, which state are you in?
And that's a big deal. And you also have fighters who pretend to get back up. They put the knee back down, get back up. They fake, they go up and down just to try to either draw an illegal strike or fake it to when they don't know they're really going to get up, so they don't take extra shots or extra elbows or leg kicks, etc.
I have zero problems with Sterling being the champ.
Me too.
I have zero problems with what he did, how he did it. Who are you? And when I say you, I don't mean you personally. You, the general public.
Can't say that. It's offensive. Well, I'm offended you categorized me with everyone else.
Right with you. you don't know if he was really hurt or not. So you're going to assume.
I assume he was hurt because I saw the knee that he took. Well, I would be hurt.
Well, I was hurt watching that game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one thing if it's like a fake growing strike, and we've seen those play out over time. But I'm just grateful that I didn't take the knee from Peter Yan.
I could set it up.
Well, I might take it then.
Well, if you don't say his name properly, then you will take the knee from
him. I'm taking a knee, though. Taking a knee.
Let's go get a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. And, you know, I've thought about this a lot, and I wrote the commercial, and I voiced the commercial for Mars Garage Doors. And isn't it a shame that you have to put in commercials and you have to tell people that things can get fixed on the first visit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, most people, most companies, some, they just drag it out.
I could tell you one that builds screen porches that is still not done. I believe the permit was pulled in July of last year.
Wow.
And it's still not done. And it still leaks. And the guy shows up at the door the other day. It's not my house. It's the house down the street. Can we go down and work? I go, I don't know. Why don't you go ask the people that live there?
Right.
What are you bugging me for?
Well, because you're the point of contact.
Then why didn't you tell me that you're coming to work that day?
Everybody wants to work with the queen or the king.
No, the queen, that would be, no, never mind.
What about the queen?
What about the queen?
They're bringing down the royal family. Like,
who cares?
Was it Harry Styles or whatever that guy's name is?
Yeah, Harry Styles is from, what is it, Fit Dimension or Dream Dimension?
Five Directions. Or
I don't care. I watched, let me tell you how much of that interview I watched. None.
Oh, come on. You don't care about Meghan Markle and, like, she's now she's claiming.
I don't care.
Mental health issues.
Whatever. I don't care.
Piers Morgan quit his broadcasting career, his job. He walked out. He quit. Over Meghan Markle.
I don't care.
That means there's a position open for us.
No. You. Go. Go.
Will the Brits have me?
No. No.
What about Dan Hooker? Or who's the Brit? The Dan Hardy. We'll call Dan Hardy. Maybe we can take Piers' place.
I just saw the best tweet, you know, about the world that we live in.
Huh.
And I'm going to paraphrase. And it's something about, thank God for banning Peter Pan and Dumbo. Now my son can go inside and play Grand Theft Auto and shoot the hooker that he refused to pay.
Oh, he must be from St. Pete.
I thought it was so funny. I bought a new phone.
You did?
Okay, no, just another little complaint. I cracked the screen, and I've never cracked a screen.
Do you have an extra one? Because I have the original Apple.
Can I finish telling my
from
story?
From the Garden of Eden.
Just like I said about Markle and Sterry or whatever, I don't care. So when I bought it, they said, do you want the insurance? And I said, no. And he said, okay. And then I got an email 2 days ago, thank you for signing up for the insurance.
You want it. Well, unless you just got the new stimulus check that just passed now.
Whatever.
Instantly. Breaking news.
gas at $5 now.
Whoa. I mean, they got to get their money back.
That's what I'm saying.
But the stimulus passed, just passed.
I don't care.
We're all getting money.
I don't care.
Can I buy your old iPhone?
I don't care.
Do you have an extra one?
I do.
I'll buy it from you.
Okay.
With my stimulus money I'm buying. Because I got to get out of the Garden of Eden, man. This is the original Apple.
How much stimulus are you getting?
I got two kids, plus my wife, plus me. I've got three personalities.
The girlfriend and the illegitimate kids. Don't forget them.
Those are out of state. Those are in Texas.
This is when you can really get in trouble because you want to claim people,
right.
But you don't want to get caught.
Yes, I'm getting back $72
million. There you go. All right. Another thing I need to vent about,
okay.
Since I'm sure you didn't watch the fights last week.
Did
you watch the fight?
I did.
I think whoever the referee was for the Alon Cruz fight should be taken to their nearest Busch Gardens and locked into a cage with a gorilla for about as long as he let that fight go on when it shouldn't have. So we'll say a minute.
Okay.
So he should be put in a locked cage with a gorilla, King Kong, Tyrannosaurus Rex, I don't care who. For as long as he let that, it was ridiculous. And I'm all for letting it go 1 second, 2 seconds too long.
Sure.
I would rather 1 or 2 seconds too long than 1 or 2 seconds too. These athletes train nonstop for the right to fight.
Of course.
You know, you can tell when they don't want to fight.
Sure.
When they turn, they this, they that.
Yep.
It's not that Alon didn't want to continue. Alon shouldn't have been allowed to continue.
Correct.
And he took more abuse than he should have taken.
Yep.
And like I said, I don't even know who the ref was. I know who the ref was. I don't remember who the ref was.
Well, look, the Black Beast got in trouble, got scrutinized for the extra punches.
He didn't get in trouble.
To Blades, right?
He didn't get in trouble. He got called out by novice fans that don't know the rules, fans that are not aware of the rules, or people that just don't like him.
Yeah,
because the rule is you don't stop
until the referee stops you, or the fight's over. Right, until the referee stops you and ends the competition, you keep punching until because they're still conscious.
Anything can happen.
Anyone. Now that Black History Month is over, has he made fun of Curtis Blade for talking trash?
Yeah, I know that he said something about because of Black History Month he wasn't going to, for the rest of the month.
You gotta love Derek Lewis.
I do. I think Derek Lewis would be the most interesting man alive. But if he was to win the title and he was the one that was out there promoting and stuff, I think he would make multi-millions of dollars.
For sure. I do have an injury update on
him. He talks trash, but it's not rude. You know what I'm saying? It's not stepping over the line.
I have an injury update for him. Unfortunately.
You broke the bobblehead.
So I hit a bump. The bobblehead from my rearview mirror went up, hit my windshield. And his right hand broke off. So Derek Lewis is now missing one right hand.
So now he can go fight in Bellator or Strikeforce.
Because they only need one hand? That's not right.
No, because they have a fighter.
You are going to get beat up.
Why?
I'm going to tell him where your compound is. I know.
Whatever.
You don't answer the phone. I'm showing up with Ryan Bader.
Whatever. There's guards that are going to be posted out there. I'm going to call the Reagans on Blue Bloods and get it all taken care of. Bucks, by the way, announced a signing, announced a franchise tag. So they're putting their pieces. They're keeping their pieces together.
Yeah. What about your boy McCoy? The talk of McCoy coming back. Is that going to happen?
No.
Never?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Shouldn't they bring him back just so he can get a ring, as a kind of like a thanks for your years of service? Thanks for, we didn't put this kind of team together while you were here, but be a part of our next one.
You know what's a shame? And this is the reason why you've stayed as long as you have. Okay. You'll say 9, 10, 12 of the stupidest things I've ever heard. And then you'll throw a gem out.
Okay.
Which keeps you here for another too long.
Sure.
And then you're going to throw out more stupidity. Some clown posted that he believes the Glaciers should give Winston a Super Bowl.
We did that was it a perfect pass last year?
He was.
He's 1-for-1.
Yeah, that's true.
And for a touchdown.
Against the Bucs.
An average yard of like 50.
No, you don't bring Gerald McCoy back just so he has the opportunity to win a ring. You could bring him back if you believe that he can help the team. if you think that he can do something for the least amount of money, that's one thing. But there's a reason that he moved on. You were moving on. He was moving on. I don't have a problem with bringing a player back. Dexter Jackson came back. Mark Royals came back. Dave Moore came back. There's been numerous Styles G, Double G, LMNOP, White.
I'm offended. Can't use the word white.
Well, that's his name.
Well, he has to change it. I'm offended by it.
He's less white.
I love that guy.
But he came back. One of my favorite stories he ever told was that he'd been here. I don't remember when he was here the first time, but he was on the practice squad, whatever, and he left. And then when he came back, Derek Brooks went over and introduced himself to him. And Styles said something to the effect of, you know, I was here before. I was here before. But isn't that what you want? You don't want to be known.
Why don't you want to be known?
Well, I'm just saying, you want to be in the background. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be Kenyatta Walker where everybody knows. Kenyatta Walker got called for holding. He wasn't even on the football field. Yeah. That's a true story. Well,
that's, I mean, but that just happened in the NBA. I think LeBron just went over to one of the Knicks players, like Obi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, I think his name is Obi. And said, hey, how you doing, Obi? What's up? And he was like, he was starstruck. He's like, LeBron, King LeBron, King James knows my name. And so he was, so that's pretty cool.
What does that have to
do? You want to be known. You want to be known.
No. So that's the difference.
You want to be known by the stars. You want Derek Brooks to know your name, like not like, hey, welcome to the team. Like, hey, I was here last season. You know, like we shared a locker room. You know, we've been on the bus together. Like,
well, you don't know that they have because there's more than one bus.
Is there?
Yeah, they take more than one bus to the
So you can't fit 53 players on one bus.
Well, some like to go early. Some, you know, wait to the last minute. You know, some like to get there and walk around the field like Tom Brady tends to do if he's not texting plays at midnight or 4 in the morning or whatever. Yeah, and I continue to say the best thing Tom Brady has ever done in his career.
Throw the Lombardi Trophy
is
across.
Get drunk on that boat.
Yeah. He made him real, made him personable, made him human.
Yeah. I've said numerous times on this program, to me, he was like a transformer. He was like a robot.
Right, everything's like mythical and like
when he came robotic. With the Patriots and he walked by and they all went on the field, it's like, you know, walking like a robot. That made him, and I've said this, it was like when Peyton Manning went on the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It made him human. It made people want to like this guy now.
Have you seen his interview post-Super Bowl with James Corden, the media guy?
I just saw the one thing about his daughter.
So he asked him, he's like, so Tom, he's like, you're a year older than me. He's like, so what do you think my chances are of actually making it on the team? And he was like, now be real with me, Tom. What are my chances? He goes, I'll be real with you. Absolutely zero.
So who brought up the Jets? Was that James?
He's like, well, what if I play? He's like, could I make it with the Jets? And he goes, yeah, you can make it with the Jets.
I did hear.
But I love it. I love all of it. We are champions. You can never take that away from us.
What's us?
We're Tampa Bayans. Tamponians. We're Tamponians.
You had nothing to do with it.
Well, I was here. I supported them. I was their fan base. And so we all get to share in the glory.
And that's fine. But we didn't win nothing.
We're all entitled to share the joy because this is the new world order.
You know,
we're all sharing everything.
You know what else we're sharing?
I don't know.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Next month.
Yeah, back again. I got to defend my championship.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do any of that stuff.
You're not a true champion unless you win. Unless you defend your title.
That's not true. You're not a true champion if you don't win.
You're not a true champion unless you win.
I'm sorry. Did you just hear that, Craig? Knucklehead over here just said, you know, we're telling the audience here. He just said you're not a true champion if you don't win.
It's true.
What?
It's true. Unless you're Aljamain Sterling. Technicality.
You're still a champion.
But you got it by technicality. Give us an example. Matt Hamill beat John Jones. He never got the championship.
It wasn't for the title.
Oh.
See, when you say something stupid and you're trying to hide your stupidity with more stupid comments.
Hey, look over here. Look.
Yeah. Is that like bringing somebody out and they can't fix your thing on the very first try?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to bring it back. Get somebody to come back with it, make a supervisor maybe.
Thank God Moore's Garage Doors knows how to do it on their very first attempt. All right, I don't think I said who's coming here next week.
No, you did not. I'm not allowed to talk to them, or what's the rules?
No, I'll allow you to talk to them. There's things that you're not allowed to. Yeah, that's fine. You're not allowed to train them.
Like on making pizza?
Yes, we are doing the pizza.
Okay, so I'll teach them how to make pizza, but I'm not qualified to teach them anything else.
No, here's the thing. Since you're playing this stupid role that you play so well.
I am pretty excellent at playing stupid.
Honestly, you're not playing. It's just you living your normal everyday life.
I am an expert.
So the Bronx Wanderers are going to be here next Thursday.
Yes.
Now, they're performing Thursday night.
Okay.
So the reason that I don't want you to get them hurt on jumping on and off the Gladiator is because they're leaving from here, going to Ruth Eckerd Hall to perform to a sold-out arena. So, A, I don't think it's in their best. See, I'm going to play the referee because Sterling wants to fight on.
Sure.
Right? So Vinny and Vin want to get on your ridiculous toy.
G-Man.
Okay. They want to do it.
Yes.
But I'm going to be the reason because I'm saying no because they have to go and do their concert, maybe do a meet and greet, and they're going to stink from being on the Nat.
So what if...
The answer is no. We've already discussed
what
it.
What if they play the music here at the restaurant before they go to the stadium? Record it here, pre-recorded live.
Is it offensive to call you an idiot? I don't want to be
offensive. No, I'm not part of Disney.
I do want to be offensive.
I'm not offended. So, I'm not offended. I'm not Disney.
Okay.
I work for you. I don't work for Disney.
Okay. Mr. Potato Head.
Well, that's offensive.
I took a
don't you dare call me Mr. Potato Head.
I went to we went to Disney last week, I guess it was, and there's only one ride in those four parks that I enjoy.
Okay.
That I would I don't stand in line, but you know, if I was to stand in line, it's for Toy Story. Toy Story is without a doubt the best ride there. Well, they have a Mr. Potato Head there.
Sure.
And I took photos because it's still Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to change it.
How valuable are those classic ones, old ones, the originals? Oh my gosh. Like, if you can get your hands on one of those Mr. Potato Heads.
I think there's one at Curated Heat on Central Avenue.
Is it really?
Because it's a vintage store and they have a lot of that stuff. So I think they do have a Mr. Potato Head.
Man, we got to get down and get one of those.
So here's my question that you don't know the answer to.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask anyway.
I'm going to answer
it. Is the new, when they package Mr. Potato Head moving forward, will they have a dress and the mustache in it? And I'm asking a serious question. No, I'm not trying to be stupid. It's because then
it's going
to
come with a golf club so you can play transgender golf games.
You know, a couple people ask me that because if it's transgender, then you should have a dress. You should have the mustache. You should have
your choice.
You know, work clothes and a bikini and all that stuff.
All that.
But if it doesn't have all that, then it's still a mister.
I think Mississippi just banned transgender athletes.
They did.
From competition with against women's sports. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I mean, we've had in the UFC and in MMA combat, MMA combat, we've actually had transgender crush a girl's skull, like broke the skull because of the advantage of transgender athletes.
And we were going to further the conversation from last week when we had the female who played in the female golf championship against a transgender. It's been recommended to me that until I get sensitivity training, I probably should have the other side on.
Sensitivity training for you is going to take a while. But, I mean, so in golf, the advantage would be you're out driving your opponent, right?
Well, that's what she talked
about. But the close game and the putting wouldn't have mattered. I mean, so
you're right.
So it's pretty level playing field.
It's not level. And if you were on the show, she was on 2 weeks ago, right?
Last week, because I was out of town. I was in Denver getting my certification.
Right, was it last week? Okay, so you may not have heard, but that's what she said. And they went to extras. It was tied after 18.
Sure.
But she lost sizably on the par fives.
Right.
Because transgender athlete was able to crush it, you know, on par threes. It is about the same.
Is there any sport that it would be equal? I mean, because...
Chess.
Chess. There you go.
Darts.
Oh, I don't know.
Darts.
Darts.
Spelling bee, maybe. It's on ESPN.
Can spell transgender.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being honest.
I mean, but it's ludicrous to have men competing against women in any sport ever. It's never going to be equal.
Right. I'm trying to.
Unless the hormones were done in a lab, and you could prove that the amount of testosterone to estrogen ratio was equal and the same. But then there's a genetic benefit of a value of just being born a different species.
I agree, and that's why I said it, and that's, you know, I stand by it. And like I've always said, my opinions may not be right, but they will always be my opinions that I believe.
Sure.
You know, so you can throw any numbers, you can throw any science, you can whatever you want. I'm going to continue what I believe. I may change my
belief.
Now,
with that being said, I still believe that Amanda Nunes, after her performance against Megan Anderson on Saturday night, is the most dangerous 145, 135-pound person on the planet, male or female or transgender.
It is very funny that you said that, because when we return, our guest, we're going to go back out to the UFC as we get ready for this weekend. Charles Jourdain will be on, and he tweeted something that I will start to respond to what you just said from Charles Jourdain's tweet when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
CBS News presented by Michigan.